find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump is pleading not guilty to the latest felony charges against him. He was arraigned in federal court in Washington, D.C. today. The indictment mentions a number of people and events in Wisconsin linked to Trump's alleged conspiracy to steal the 2020 election. But State Attorney General Josh Call won't say if he's working on his own investigation.
I know that the federal government not only has announced that it was investigating this issue, but now there have been charges against Donald Trump. I fully support that effort and think it's vital that people who committed crimes to attempt to overturn the results of the election are held accountable.
Trump's next hearing is on the 28th. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin tonight. She's raising money at campaign events in Milwaukee. Earlier today, she talked up the Biden administration's economic plan at a factory in Pleasant Prairie.
Bidenomics is working. It's working. Since we took office, we have created more than 13 million jobs. That's more jobs created in 2.5 years than any administration has created in 4.
Harris announced an agreement with Nokia to make specialized electronics for broadband. The Biden administration is working to blanket the country with higher speed internet service. Critics are speaking out against the decision to fire former state courts director Randy Koshnick. Terry Bell reports.
Wisconsin Chief Justice Annette Zeigler says the Supreme Court's new liberal majority made the move without regard for the Constitution, case law, or Supreme Court rules. The Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council says the decision is, quote, deeply troubling. In a letter to the State Journal, President Bill Leaders says the court's 4 liberals need to explain their reasons publicly. So far, they haven't said why. Koshnick was director of the state court system since he was appointed in 2017. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The FBI is joining the search for a missing teenager from Reedsburg. No one's seen 13-year-old James Yablonsky since he ran away from his home in June. In a new development today, the Sauk County Sheriff's Office says it looked at Yablonsky's internet searches. Detectives say he was looking for ways to travel out of state before he went missing. The boy's family is offering a cash reward for his return. The University of Wisconsin-Madison will expand beer sales to the general public at the Kohl Center and Laban Arena starting this season. That used to be reserved for suites and club seats only. The State Journal reports there's no plan yet to expand beer sales for football games at Camp Randall Stadium. The Wisconsin State Fair kicks off today in West Allis. It's the 72nd annual fair and will run through Sunday, August 13th. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The FBI has joined the search efforts for a missing teenager in Sauk County. 13-year-old James Yablonsky left his family's home in June. The van he took, along with his cell phone, were found near Devil's Lake State Park. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office said that Yablonsky had been searching for ways to travel out of state before going missing, according to evidence on several electronic devices. The boy's family is offering a cash reward for his return. Anyone with information should call 1-888-TIP-SAUK. Tuesday's drawing for a jackpot worth over $1 billion didn't have a jackpot winner, but somebody in northwestern Wisconsin became a millionaire. The Wisconsin Lottery said that a $1 million winning Mega Millions ticket was sold at the Quick Trip in Bloomer. The winning $1 million ticket was one of just 7 sold for Tuesday's drawing nationwide. The jackpot for Mega Millions grew to an estimated $1.25 billion with the next drawing tomorrow night. From the Civic Media News Desk in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers face the Bucks. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at American Family Field for the start of a 4-game series. Milwaukee making several roster changes today after trading for 5 players over the weekend. Lefty Andrew Chafin, brought in from Arizona, has been added to the bullpen. Third baseman Brian Anderson is back off the 10-day IL after that wild throw by Andrew Monasterios in the loss to Washington yesterday. To make room, right-hand pitcher Trevor McGill and infielder Abraham Toro were option to Nashville. Bryce Turan has been holding down the fort at second base and is improving at the plate. He had 2 singles, 2 RBI, and 2 runs scored in the win Tuesday night.
We've been working really hard and staying focused, having quality at bats, and just trying to help the team win and keep playing hard, keep working hard, and our pitchers our offense, our defense. It's fun to play with. These guys are awesome. Man, it's a great time. It's fun to watch.
Terang has decided to change his jersey number from 0 to number 2, now available after Luis Urias was traded to the Red Sox. Adrian Houser on the mound tonight for the Crew against the Pirates right-hander Mitch Keller. The game is on Fox. First pitch at 6:15. The NFL preseason kicks off tonight in Canton with the Hall of Fame game between the New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns. 7 o'clock on the NFL Network. Wisconsin's Joe Thomas, who played 11 seasons for the Browns, one of 9 inductees this weekend. A big day at Packers training camp for number 39 second-year running back Tyler Goodson out of Iowa, who scored on a runaway touchdown carry and also had a big reception at the goal line.
Everything kind of went my way today.
It was the first time so far in camp the offense beat the defense in the competition period. How did it feel to finally see the defense doing up-downs at the end of practice?
It felt good. It felt good, especially after practice. You'd be tired. You don't want to do no up-downs, especially after a two-hour practice, long hot practice like this. So it felt good. We just got to keep stacking days and keep competing against those guys on the opposite side.
That's Packers running back Tyler Goodson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. It's almost Friday up in here, Dom. And it is Arraignment Day 3.0 for the former president.
Oh, it's just another day in the life, man. You know, another day. Former President Trump gets indicted. Another day gets in arraigned. Another day says some stupid stuff. I mean, here we go again.
Arraignment Day 4.0, I hear, could be imminent, Tom.
Imminent. It's coming imminent.
Don't they have blockades up in Fulton County? Drop the indictments already.
Yeah, I think they put them up a week ago today.
Let's just see the indictments. Let's get to the phones, Dom. Plenty of people got opinions today. And you know what opinions are like, Dom. 844.
Elbows. Everybody's got one.
967-2789. New name, Cameron from Nina. Welcome, Cameron. What do you got for us?
Hi, Cameron.
Hey. So I'm from Nina, but I have lived out of state before, but I thought I could offer a unique perspective being a millennial. And I mean, how many millennials generally listen to the radio?
When you say millennial, just
popular.
Cameron, for an old guy like me, when you say millennial, give us like an age range.
27 tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
All right. Happy
Dom
birthday.
Will buy you one. Thank if you, you. If you show up at a party. I think he's going to be in his sister's in Appleton this weekend.
No,
millennials, I believe, are between 25 and 40 years old, Michael. Sorry, go ahead, man.
Yeah, that's true. So being on the lower end of, or the younger end of the millennial group, there's also the Zoomers, right, or Gen Z. And when we hear the stuff about the indictments and the court hearings for either side, especially the Hunter Biden one, I don't think anyone in my age range genuinely cares. We see it and go, okay, but we still can't buy a house. And that's all we can think about is we can't buy a house. We like, oh, Kamala Harris made a whole bunch of jobs with her plans going forward. Cool. I still can't buy a house. I think that this next election cycle is going to be really different now too, because with all these people, I don't know, you have everyone working from home now and they're able to see this stuff with all this extra time on their hands without feeling guilty for having that extra tab open at work. They're gonna be able to go vote more easily now. And I don't even know what the chances are of getting what we want out of this being, well, I'm left leaning, but.
Well, Cameron, let me ask you, as a millennial,
I'll just say, as an older millennial, Joe Biden wasn't my first choice. Maybe I'm a cusp millennial. Right. You know what I'm saying, Cameron? Top cusp.
Yeah.
I was more of a Bernie populist guy. And what I loved about Bernie Sanders, he talked about the economy first. He talked about kitchen table issues constantly. And you talk about not being able to buy a house. I mean, I've got a 29-year-old daughter. I've got a kid, you know, sophomore in college, trying to help him pay for tuition. Got another one's going to be joining him there soon. And I would get it, man. You know, I wouldn't give a damn about politics either if I couldn't afford the things that I wanted to have in life. Let's say, like, a shelter over my head or food in my belly. That would be a difficult thing. And the economy is a big deal. And I think sometimes, and I'm not part of the, Democratic or Republican Party establishment. Neither party would have me, Cameron. But here's what I would say. I don't think either party is talking to kids that can't afford a house. I don't know what policies are being put forth. You know, hating Bud Light and trans people. That's the Republican policy. Social wedge issues. And then the Democratic Party policy, I'm not sure what it is. It's we're not Donald Trump. Let's put that guy in prison. But I'm not sure what we do for middle America.
Crudy, I get your point. But I would also suggest that there are some policy things. You talk about the student loan issue as well. Abortion is a big issue, Cameron. And I get it. And when I was your age, man, I wasn't dialed in either. I mean, the fact that you're even listening, going to be 27 tomorrow, you're way ahead of where I was when I was your age. I was keeping my head down and doing my own thing. It's like you, man, trying to earn a living, trying to get through the day. Here's what I would tell my younger self now, Cameron. The politics do matter because those policy issues, things don't change overnight. And our government is representative. And so if we are not dialed in, if we don't expose ourselves to what is going on all spectrums, and again, granted, man, that takes a lot of time. It takes time and energy. A lot of people don't have that motivation, time, or energy to do that, Cameron. But it takes that, and that's what you need to do, and you got to sift through it. Because the longer-term implications are, if you have a corrupt government, if you have a corrupt state, local, or federal government, that doesn't bode well for our future. You know what I'm saying? So when we see these kinds of things and we see the hypocrisy and the lies, come on. I mean, everyone should have a your age, Cameron. You should be refining your BS meter. And when you see it, your ears should perk up. When you feel it and you smell it and you know what's happening, you're probably right. So it is a commitment. Representative government does not end, does not stop. It continues on and on. And it's a constant struggle, a constant push between all sorts of forces and motivations and experiences. And what people bring to the table is different for everybody. So find, if I could suggest something, find what drives you in that regard. Listen to some of the things that people are saying. Because I don't think at this point, Cameron, it's a both sides issue. I think maybe perhaps at one point it was. I think what we witnessed over the last 10 years or 8 years, 6 years, it is entirely different than what was going on, I think, in government prior to, Cameron.
Cameron, when we started doing this little radio product, I think you were probably just getting out of middle school then. Don was sort of a Republican reactionary libertarian. The only thing he was liberal on was drug policy.
And sex policy. I'm sorry, Cameron, you go.
No, it's okay. I think I should give more context then, because I think I agree with you. So any of the other millennials that somehow are listening to this or Zoomers that are listening to this, give some of this stuff a little bit more of a chance. I actually have worked in government for, I think I'm near 9 years.
9 years of 27,
health
man?
Department.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, I know. It was right away. That I ended up working for it. And then I watched every single hour of the impeachment hearings.
Yeah.
Every single hour. And it's just over and over, back and forth for years. It's just both sides trying to find the thing and the side to piss off the other. And I don't think that it's been lucrative of our time. So when you mentioned Bernie Sanders, it's like, yeah, that was the one time that I felt, well, sometimes AOC too, but one of the few times that I've seen a political leader who stayed consistent and didn't seem like a snake lizard person underneath the zipper.
No, 40 years. Birdie never changed his message in 40 years. It was always about you, not him. I admire that about Bernie Sanders. I still admire the man greatly. And, you know, he's getting a little long in the tooth, perhaps, to run for president again. But I think there is a populist out there. I think there is someone like Bernie. There is a next generation. I don't know where it's going to come from, Cameron, but maybe it's a young guy like you, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Go run for something, dude.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Start your local levels. Poke around your village, your state, your county. See what's going on.
Not real happy with the congressman from your neck of the woods. Yeah. You and Glenn Grothman's district, right, Cameron?
I believe so. Yeah,
I believe so too. I'd be looking at putting a congressional campaign together, sir. Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, man. Keep listening.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's good stuff.
We have been on like nearly half of Cameron's life, Dom.
That's hard to believe. I'm still Cameron's age.
844-967-2789. Gary's owed us drinks for like half of Cameron's life. Gary, welcome back. Hey, you ever Gary, buy us those drinks? Didn't you promise us drinks this year?
I think he did. He totally did.
You guys, you got to get a life. Crying out loud. I'll take you guys out, but you guys got to buy your own drinks. I'll pay for the food.
Okay, we're back. We're back to this notion.
I thought he had actually had.
I'll see you at Ruth Chris tomorrow night about 6, Gary.
Yeah, right. Hey, all right. So, isn't the law written that the people in power are allowed to draw the gerrymandering models, right? Or the maps. Okay, when the Democrats were in power, they get to do them. So the POTUS Salix, I'm just wondering that when she was running, she said that she's going to basically throw this all out.
She said the maps were rigged. She didn't state what she would do about it. Depends on what lawsuits. Okay, well, but I think we get the implication.
You. Yeah. Okay, so she's going to probably have to rescue herself from voting on this and the abortion issue.
Wait,
because
why?
Because she went out there and said how she feels.
Well, I mean, hang on, be clear on this, Gary. So judges can't say how they feel about things?
They're not allowed to have opinions or what about the First Amendment, Gary? Gary, you're not going to convince us. She's not going to recuse, Gary. You can advocate for it, just like Alito's never going to recuse and Clarence Thomas. And hell, Prosser here in the state of Wisconsin took millions of dollars from litigants before the court, Gary. And you know why he didn't recuse? Because it had been more than a year. And he felt like that was a sufficient time. You know, like after a year, he does like a moral reset each and every year, Prosser. I mean, Gary, nobody's recusing because you're asking.
I'm just saying that it's going to go to this United States Supreme Court, and they're going to rule because they ruled in the past that the person in power is allowed to write the maps.
You know what, Gary? The U.S. Supreme Court has made a couple of recent rulings which suggest they may not want to wander in again. Because if you'll recall, they did what? There was the North Carolina case. There was an Alabama voting rights case.
Yep.
There have been some recent rulings that might suggest, Gary, that you know the U.S. Supreme Court has kind of laid their line in the sand. And this might be let's call it a states' rights issue. It's stinging a little that you don't have the courts anymore, isn't it, Gary? It's going to sting a lot. This one's going to hurt for a few years. You're going to feel this one, Gary. Come back. More Devils.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned? or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s. Then some storms possible tomorrow night and for the weekend with cooler temps. Highs around 80 degrees for Saturday, in the mid-70s for Sunday.
Currently it's 91 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always be a part of this fine broadcast at 844-967-2789.
You know, some of the audience make it a better broadcast. Cameron already getting some love from the texters, and then there's others like Gary.
Yeah.
And I see CJ down the queue. You might have called first, CJ, but you're down the queue. Trust me. 844-967-2789. Let's make sure we move CJ farther down the queue. Jake from Milwaukee, you're next. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Cameron. I just want to say, like, I've been political all my life. I think you've been political, and it's not easy to care. But the thing is I'm going to tell you this from my point of view, is that there are two types of politicians. There's dividers and not dividers, right? Now, don't even think about the money part. The dividers are the politicians that are the bad ones. And it's pretty simple. So people who want to split things up are the ones, it could be segregation, whatever. Those are the ones that are the bad politicians.
Jake, give us examples of who you would admire that bring us together. Who are the real leaders? Who do you admire?
Bernie Sanders is a real leader. I would have to say, and I was skeptical too, because I'm way far left, but Biden has done a really good job, actually. He stands up for what he believes in. And the thing is, you know, more people who aren't way, way far right Republican, who actually have a backbone and a spine. So that's what they need to do. They need to fight. Like heck, even Tony Evers, man, like the last going through, maybe he was playing a rope-a-dope game, but man, I like the pissed off old man, Tony Evers, that probably dislikes you more than he likes Robin Voss, but you know, that's your thing with him. But anyways, that's what I like. And they're fighting.
I inspire Tony Evers' passion, Jake.
Public servants. Yeah, you too.
But that's a way to put it.
I want to say this too. There is starting to be, hard right wing, Trump supporter, payback starting in Minocqua Brewery, which I'm sure you guys know, and I haven't heard anything on the station yet regarding Kurt and Minocqua Brewing and them getting their license revoked by three city people, city board people. That was it there. So I was wondering if this is just the beginning, because Gary, obviously, he was ready to cry, and I'm sure CJ will probably yell. But retribution is coming, and this is the first salvo of it, and we're going to see it for a long time.
Well,
because they've been ruling for a long time.
Jake, I appreciate you listening to us. People have encouraged us to say something about the circumstance at the Minocqua Brewing Company. They have been put effectively out of business. They've had their business permit withdrawn by Oneida County, which is where Minocqua is. And I watched the public hearing. I watched it on the live stream. I believe I watched most of it. And I would say there was a litany of offenses laid out. And if you want to be fair, you know what I mean? If you want to be fair, if you sit in my chair, if you stand in front of this microphone like Dom and I do, you got to be fair. And I would say that Kirk brought most of this on himself. And that as I hear the city lay out the multiple infractions and letters he sent them saying, I'm going to throw a festival and I'm not going to bother to get a permit because I don't think you'd grant it. So send the fine down to the shop. There was a lot of correspondence between Kirk and the community of that nature. Just, I'm flouting your ordinances. And they listed off the number of ordinance violations. Now, the fact that someone in the community is going by every day to count the people drinking beer out in front of the Minocqua Brewing Company, well, clearly, somebody might have had an axe to grind for Kirk Bangstad. But Kirk absolutely gave them all the evidence they needed, flouted the ordinances, and gave them every excuse they possibly needed to shut them down. So I am sympathetic. As a small business owner, I'm sympathetic. But if I sat here and I was selling beer out in front of my shop, they would shut me down. They would not permit me to do that. That's not a permitted use of my radio station. He effectively can't go sell beer in his front yard and not expect the community to have some sort of reaction to that if that's not a permitted use of his property. And it was not. So I'm sorry, Kirk, you've created some hurdles and, you know, he's created some quagmires and I'm sympathetic, man. I don't wish the guy ill. But I think sometimes he creates some of this friction of his own volition.
Yeah, coming from Crudy, who knows something about creating friction of his own volition. I believe what you think, Crudy. I hear you, brother.
I would say perhaps differently motivated. I'm not saying we're such different human beings, Kirk and I.
Right, yeah.
I'm just saying perhaps differently motivated. Less financial upside for me to stir the pot. I do it for fun and no profit. I'm doing it. I'm like a pot stirring slut here. I'm doing it for free. I'm giving it away. You know, others might get paid for it. I just don't, Dom. I just in it for the love.
You're not a slut. You just love, Curdy.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. We love you. Our fair audience, join us, 844-967-2789. Well, not you so much, CJ, but the rest of you. Love you quite a bit.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Trump's blasting his second federal indictment after wrapping up his arraignment today in Washington.
It's a very sad day for America.
He called the claims a witch hunt and took a shot at the Biden administration before hopping on a plane to New Jersey. Earlier, Trump pleaded not guilty to charges over his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And CBS's Scott McFarlane was one of the few correspondents they allowed inside that federal courthouse.
Unlike the last two times, he really was looking around the room, actively gazing at the spectators, keeping in mind among the spectators are some of the police officers who responded here on January 6th. The special counsel himself, Jack Smith's in the front row of the audience.
A magistrate judge did approve conditions for Trump's release, but warned him not to commit any crimes. He's set to be back in court at the end of the month. That date's August 28th. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year,
for
new
WCFW
attractions
and
items
and the TAP FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The FBI has joined the search efforts for a missing teenager in Sauk County. 13-year-old James Yablonski left his family's home in June. The van he took, along with his cell phone, were found near Devil's Lake State Park. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office said that Yablonski had been searching for ways to travel out of state before going missing, according to evidence on several electronic devices. The boy's family is offering a cash reward for his return. Anyone with information should call 1-888-TIP-SAUK. Tuesday's drawing for a jackpot worth over $1 billion didn't have a jackpot winner, but somebody in northwestern Wisconsin became a millionaire. The Wisconsin Lottery said that a $1 million winning Mega Millions ticket was sold at the Quick Trip in Bloomer. The winning $1 million ticket was one of just seven sold for Tuesday's drawing nationwide. The jackpot for Mega Millions grew to an estimated $1.25 billion with the next drawing tomorrow night. From the Civic Media News Desk in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold. And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed. Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Devil's Advocates! Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Happier Happy Hour. And you'll be happy to know we're going to give away some Brewers tickets in the next half an hour. All you do is call, tell our man Luke you want a pair of Brewers tickets, or up to four. We'll see how it goes. And CJ, you won't be winning the tickets. I feel quite qualified to say you will not win the tickets today, sir. But everybody else is eligible at 844 967-2789. Actually, I'll give CJ one chance. Where is he? I'm going to give you one chance, CJ, to win some tickets. What number am I thinking of between 1 and 1 billion?
Like the t-shirt I won? Number one.
Number one.
You know, I was thinking of 3. You were so close.
Oh, man. Better luck next time, CJ. Shock.
Yeah. That's all right. I got
tickets. Hey, man, what do you got? Hey, happy third Trump indictment day. How you feeling today, CJ?
Well, as I listen to Cameron, he's a smart guy, and he watched the impeachment trials, and I'm sure he saw our wonderful Congressman Tom Tiffany summarize it. And Dom, you said something early in the
show. No one's ever called Tom Tiffany wonderful, not even his own wife.
You told Cameron that things don't change overnight. Well, unless you're Joe Biden, they do, because on day one, he caused these high interest rates, Cameron, that you can't afford a house.
How? CJ, how did Joe Biden cause high interest rates?
Well, the $1.8 trillion that Larry Summers said.
Well, that was almost the identical number of the Trump tax cuts, like $1.8, $1.9 trillion.
Yeah, I think it was more than over 10 years.
Exactly,
but,
right.
Yeah.
And you know what?
But what I asked you about is how are you feeling about Trump's indictment today? Let's talk about Donald Trump. I mean, you're president, dude. The guy you voted for was indicted for a third time, this time specifically on 4 charges. 4 charges, man. To deprive people the right to vote? Come on, man. You okay? Tell me what you think about Donald Trump right now, CJ.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get a fair trial in Washington, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you think?
How about the one in Florida?
If you were on that jury, CJ, how would you see it?
I would love to just continue to incite Cameron to listen to Tom Tiffany.
Okay, but I would like you to answer my question. I'll give you one more shot because, you know, you're the conservative, you know, you're the foil here right now. And you have an opportunity to talk to the world.
That's terrible advice. Listen to Tom Tiffany about, no, never do that. The man's out there flirting with the run for U.S. Senate against Tammy Baldwin.
No, he said he's not doing that.
I know. All he was trying to do is squeeze a couple nickels, man. Try to get people to throw some money in his campaign coffers because even the Republican base find him unappealing, Dom. The man's got no money. Do not listen to the advice of Tom Tiffany, or CJ.
I want to give you an opportunity. Today was the third time your president has been, your former president,
arraigned,
been indicted.
Arraigned.
Arraigned. Thank you, Michael. Arraigned. And certainly more indictments and arraignments to come. But specifically on today, on the charges, the accusations on the January 6th insurrection, the coup, the sedition that happened, CJ. If you were on that jury as it stands right now, what do you think? How would you vote and why?
Right off the bat, when he says, go in peace, not guilty. He said it. You guys won't play it. He said, go in peace.
Okay, but he's not being indicted for his speech. CJ, you understand that, right? He's not being indicted for his speech. There's nothing in this indictment about his free speech, right? It's his actions. What about the actions, CJ?
It's not. It's about freedom of speech, guys.
Well, no, it's not. Literally, dude. I mean, read it. It's only 45 pages. You know, jump on the internet, do a search. You can find it. Read it. It's pretty easy reading. Wisconsin's mentioned prolifically in it, probably 29 times. On page 20, you can get to the specifics here in Wisconsin. But it's not about his free speech, man.
But you know, right-wing talk radio is telling people that it is. And that's as CJ gets, because he's not self-informing. He alternates between civic media and whatever right-wing talk radio is spouting. And what they were spouting effectively yesterday was a defense of Donald Trump. Well, these are just him out here saying First Amendment things, lying about the outcome of the election. And how could it possibly be fraud? Because, you know, what's the financial upside? Setting aside the $250 million he raised on the whole premise of rigged election, stop the steal, right? So anyways, right-wing talk radio is where CJ is getting these noble thoughts from. Because they're out there giving a prior legal defense, you know, the pre-excuse for why this is all okay conduct.
If Donald Trump walks into that, and he and his attorneys walk into this particular case and try to, you know, rest their defense on free speech, they're going to lose.
Well, they're going to lose either way, Dom, because there's overwhelming evidence. That's why he was indicted four additional times. That's on top of the Mar-a-Lago.
Not by Merrick Garland, not by Jack Smith, certainly not by Joe Biden, by a grand jury of citizens called to duty.
Oh, he already covered that. A D.C. grand jury. Because they're not citizens
in D.C.
You know, they don't have statehood, Dom. They're like people without a state or a country. They don't even count those D.C. people.
Do we have some sound, Luke, of the former, the president? I believe you said we have some. Let's, of course, today, the arraignment. There's so many legal terms with this guy. I don't know which one we're talking about.
He's been indicted thrice, and right? Now he's been arraigned thrice.
But he's also been convicted or at least found civilly guilty for what?
Rape, sexual battery.
Abuse, and of course, what he the Donald Trump, I mean, come
and
on,
defamation, of course.
Oh, right, okay, and he's going back to trial for that, and then the fraud trial with the Trump Organization and Tish James, a New York Attorney General, that's in October. That's also a civil case.
I can understand why Gary would think we're just piling on, like all these Democratic prosecutors are jumping off the top turnbuckle to take their crack at the man while he's down. But he's been criminaling and grifting his whole adult life. And Accountability Day has finally caught up with the man. And you know, if you're used to getting off of anything, if there's no accountability, and of course, what Trump did is Trump gave permission to his followers. There was not going to be any more accountability for their racism, for their bad behaviors. He gave them permission to act in that way as well. So you could see where some would be resistant to giving back that, let's call it, freedom, Dom. They've been emboldened by the man.
And that in and of itself is not criminal. But if you engage in a seditious conspiracy to overturn the government and, you know, throw away my vote and everyone else's vote because you didn't like the outcome of the election, you know, that sucks. I didn't like the outcome of the 2016 election. You know what I didn't do? Wipe crap all over the Capitol.
Do we have sound of Trump? Trump?
Yes.
The crap inspirer in chief. I don't know which one we're up to, but Luke, let's play it for the man. Donald Trump, here's your guy, CJ.
This is a very sad day for America.
Yeah.
Is there more? I hear
this
there might be more.
Persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America.
To me, it was never supposed. I was never supposed to be held accountable, is what he's really saying.
But of course, you know, just because he happens to be running for president and mega GOP Republicans, are you kidding me? Really? Really? Thrice and dice? Does it take four or five? I'm just wondering. I mean, he's got a right. He's got a right, you know, innocent until proven guilty and all that. He's already been proven guilty of some things. But you're going to hang your hat on. This is a guy, Donald Trump. It's a very sad day.
Now,
what sad day that justice is being done? A sad day that you submitted yourself and were in custody of the federal government, of the very government that you and your seditious conspirators tried to overthrow? It is a gorgeous, glorious day in the United States of America. I'm feeling like a true patriot today.
Call it Jack Smith Day up in here. You know who else is kind of finding their cojones, Dom? This Mike Pence character.
Oh.
He didn't have the courage to shake a fly off at a prior debate. But now he's standing up to the Cheeto Messiah, at least a little bit. We've got some sound, and I've never wanted to hear Mike Pence speak more in my life or ever, really, until right now. So, callers, be patient, and you can always be one of the patient chosen ones that join us here on the air at 844-967-2789. But Luke, if you'd be so kind, let's play Mike Pence talking about the Trump indictment. Cut number one, please.
When you look at those midterm elections, you can see that the men and women that were standing for office on the Republican line, who were focused on the real challenges facing the American people and brought real solutions to those challenges, did very well. Frankly, candidates that were focused on the past or relitigating the past didn't fare quite as well.
Not quite as well. That's a nice way of saying if you stood with Trump, you lost. Cut to former VP Mike Pence.
Irrespective of the indictment, I want the American people to know that I had no right to overturn the election. And then on that day, President Trump asked me to put him over the Constitution. But I chose the Constitution.
Trump said it again today. If Mike Pence had just done what he could have done and overturned the outcome of the election, he was in a ceremonial role.
Today, as Pence speaks today, Donald Trump would once again want and claims Mike Pence has the ability to put Donald Trump over the Constitution. Now, Donald Trump has said he wants to like get rid of some of the parts of the Constitution. A little more from the VP getting a backbone. Cut number three, please.
I really do believe that anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again.
Now, I would point out in a very Scott Walker-like fashion, Pence is also running for president at this time. He is setting the criterion for his opponents, right? Just pointing that out.
Let's play the next one, if you would, please, Luke.
I had hoped that this issue and the judgment of the president's actions that day would be left to the American people. But now it's been brought in a criminal indictment, and I can't assess whether or not the government has the evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt what they assert in the indictment.
Yeah, but you were there. What do you think, man? If you were on that jury, just like you, CJ, what would you say? Hang Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. I mean, the fact that he has got what? A spine. He's got more backbone now than he did then. Because what? Because Trump's damaged goods now.
Dominic, I don't know if you know, but the Daily Beast is reporting former Vice President Mike Pence couldn't miss an opportunity to make some bank by trolling his old boss, Donald Trump, after his January 6th indictment. Pence's campaign will reportedly begin selling new shirts and hats on Thursday. That's today, Dom, with the phrase, and this apparently how Donald Trump described his VP. You're too honest. Which the indictment alleges Trump told Pence after he refused to play along with Trump's scheme to overturn the 2020 election. According to the 45-page indictment, Trump berated Pence because he opposed a lawsuit that would have allowed the vice president to reject or return votes to the states. Following Trump's third indictment, now third arraignment, Pence has been more critical of the former boss than ever, posting, anyone who puts himself over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And at an event in Indianapolis on Wednesday, Pence said Trump was surrounded by crackpot lawyers who kept telling him what his itching ears wanted to hear.
Folks, we are the devil's advocates. We got a little more sound of Pence, including the crackpot lawyers, a little bit from Bill Barr. It's amazing. These folks who facilitated, right, and backed up and were part of it by their action or inaction. We got some more sound of that. And your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
Bill Barr, very damning of the man, but would still consider voting for Donald Trump, he said today.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s. Then some storms possible tomorrow night and for the weekend with cooler temps. Highs around 80 degrees for Saturday, in the mid-70s for Sunday.
Currently, it's 91 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Stick around for the Maggie Dawn Show hitting off at 6 o'clock.
And Dominic, we've got some Brewers tickets. 4-2 offer. First one that calls up Luke and says, I want the tickets for the Pirates game on Sunday, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM. That's where I listen to the Brewers games on the weekends. I'm up in Washer County. Go up there and listen to our Brewers, Civic Media's Brewers. So give them a call. Once again, 844-967-2789. It's been a week, Dom. It's been a week.
Yeah, it has.
You know what I'm very excited about? And I know we got a few more callers. We'll get to you. Just be patient a moment longer. Breaking news. And this is perhaps some of the best breaking news of my adult life. Badger games, specifically those being hosted at the Kohl Center, you'll be able to drink at beginning this year. I have not been able to have a glass of liquid joy at a Badger hockey game since the Blue Line Club back at the Coliseum days, Dom. And now they're going to serve beer at the basketball games. You know, I've only drank once at Camp Randall Stadium. I think the Packers had a preseason game against the Giants. It took me nearly an hour to find my car that night.
Maybe there's a reason why they traditionally, or at least haven't let people drink at the stadium. I'm just saying, man.
Well, you know, people seemingly find time to have a couple of beverages outside the stadiums.
Yeah, weird how that works.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got for us?
Is there any chance to bash on Walker a little more?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. We'll so extend the showtime for that.
Okay. Here's a guy that is defending Trump, who, you know, wanted to, you know, terminate the Constitution. And yet the guy that he gets the biggest Woody over, Ronald Reagan, once said this: we accept as normal, it's nothing less than a miracle, the transition of power. Mm. You know, and now he's totally, you know, here's a guy he defends that's doing everything against what this guy that, well, he acts like he was mentored under him.
It's almost like the principles they claim that they hold dear to, Dick, they really don't hold dear to them.
No, absolutely. He and I wanted to speak to Trump, but, you know, I mean, how ridiculous is this guy? I'm talking about our former governor. I mean, absolute joke. And you know who is this year's version of him? DeSantis.
DeSantis. Thanks for the call, Dick. It's never too late for you, little Walker Benson.
I think you heard that here first, Dick. I've been saying that since the jump, that DeSantis will be the failed Scott Walker 0.0 candidate of the 2024 elective cycle. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Doing okay, guys. And the legislatures are limited by the Constitution, what they're supposed to do is when it comes to districts. And they're supposed to be contiguous and compact, neither of which they are in the state of Wisconsin anymore. So, I mean, that lay that to rest. And the way the Republicans or the conservatives in the Supreme Court are melting down, they know that the winds are going to change. I mean, that Annette Ziegler is no longer going to be Chief Justice anymore of the Supreme Court when they elect it, when they select the new Chief Justice. They're melting down over that. I mean, that, and CJ, it's not the speech that Trump gave on January 6th. It's the preparation that they did for these people prior to January 6th, because it's my understanding there was a lot of coordination going on, priming these people up to what happened on January 6th. They knew that something bad was going to happen. Just because they all go there peacefully, and that was just code word, just go down there and that way he was kind of washing his hands of it a little bit, saying, well, something bad happened, I can say, well, said go down there peacefully.
Right, and that's exactly what everybody has been hanging on.
Except prior to that, you were just saying, go down there and get wild. It's going to be wild. Come here and get
wild.
It's
going to be wild.
Well, that's what happened. Yeah, that's what happened. So, I mean, try reading the Constitution, CJ. Try reading the Constitution, Gary. It sounds like you're more a thoughtful conservative, but you have to read the state Constitution and the federal Constitution and read it in detail where it says that we the people select the electors, not the legislatures. The independent legislature theory is a load of crap. I mean, because they're limited by the Constitution. If you believe in that, you believe that the Constitution doesn't control what our legislatures can do.
Mark, I'm not even clear that you'll convince them to read all of the Ten Commandments. 844. Nine, it's a lot of reading. You know, you get past one or two, it seems quite strenuous. Can't get beyond the coveting the neighbor's wife thing and the oxen and his beasts. And bearing false witness. You know, CJ, you should read that one.
844-967-2789. Let's Trucker Dean on the road. You're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good.
I heard you talking about Mike Pence there with a new T-shirt to raise some money. Well, I got a little slogan for him here, maybe like a bumper sticker or something. Something like, I'm hanging with Mike Pence.
Well, that's better than Cocaine Mitch. I can't believe Mitch McConnell embraced the Cocaine Mitch descriptor. They were selling T-shirts, man.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you just got to own it. Thanks for the suggestion, Dean. Cameron, your name has been invoked. What do you have to say? You will get the last word. Make an executive
Young
decision.
Cameron.
We normally don't
How
do
you
this,
doing?
But
hey.
You got 60 seconds, my friend. What do you got for us?
60 seconds. Okay, CJ, no. Like, literally no to all of it. Yeah, I watched the hearings and stuff, and I don't know how, like, I can't wrap my head around how you believe any of the words coming out of the mouths of these people that are absolute caricatures of it. It's a circus. What, like, they look like comic book supervillains, but old. It's horrible. I don't get it. I don't get it how you follow any of this. That's all.
Okay, Cameron, so are you telling us that you are not going to take CJ's advice and listen to Congressman Tom Tiffany?
I don't think so. I come from another state, and I already couldn't handle listening and hearing the name Pawlenty over and over. I can't do it again. I can't listen to that.
What about Michelle Bachmann? In that you come from the wrong side of the river, apparently, Cameron. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. A first time joining us and a second time joining us. Breaking tradition. We're unconventional, Dom. We break all the rules around
here.
Yeah,
don't get used to it, Cameron. But thanks for listening. Spread the word, man.
Thank you all for listening. Stick around. Keep on listening. We got the Maggie Dawn Show next. And then Raised in the Wisco with our friend Joel Clayfish. Then Rick Smith. Nationwide, something like that. Stick around. Keep it locked. Civic Media. Thank you, Luke. Thank you all for listening. Luke.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court.